Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to episode 28 of Sex Cult Radio. Today's topic is topping from the bottom. For those of you who are in the world of BDSM, DS, dominance, and submission dynamics, this refers to a particular expression when the person in the submissive or bottom role takes a topping dominant leadership position, even though they may be the one who is receiving the spankings or the orders, etc., etc. And I thought this would be a fun topic to get into. But before we get into that, the sex worker shout out of the day is Rye Blue. You may be familiar with her work. She is one of the top stars on Pornhub. She also has an OnlyFans that I will, of course, link to. I first came across her stuff at some point last year. Pornhub had done a model feature or highlight. She's mad gorgeous. For those of you on the West Coast, mad is our term for hella. It is the mad hella translation of the East Coast. She's a mad hella gorgeous gamer and porn star, and I think you will be a massive fan of her stuff. I also really love the writings on her Pornhub profile. She says that she's a former mathlete, and she also highlights her Rubik's Cube record. I really, really love her stuff, and I think you will too. So run to her profile, go support her OnlyFans. And like I said, she's also a gamer, so I know that gaming and gamer girls and gamer geeks are a huge portion of the population who enjoy pornography. So if you're a gamer, check her out. I think you'll be delightfully pleased. And before we get into the meat of today's episode, the super low pressure, happy ask, the passing of the gas mask, as I refer to it in homage to the passing of the hat in church. For those of you who don't know who I am and don't know who the Abyssian Union is, we are an organization, a religious 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. And one way we do that is by highlighting the kick-ass, badass, amazing, incredible work of sex workers and the amazing work that we do in and out of the industry. And it is the honor of my life to be able to do this work. And I should probably introduce myself too. My name is Callie Rain. I work here at the Abyssian Union. I am part of the union that celebrates sex, sexuality, sex workers, all that good stuff. So if you are able to contribute in any way financially, you can do so and make a tax-deductible donation at our website at abyssian.org, abyssian.org. However, it has been a really tough fucking year. It has been a tough year for me as a full-service sex worker, so please do not stress if all you can contribute today is your attention and focus. It is a massive, massive privilege and gift, and I thank you massively for it. I have said massive enough, so I think this is probably a good time to take a break, and when we get back, I will talk a little bit about topping from the bottom. Hello, hello, and welcome back to episode 28 of Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain, and today we are talking about topping from the bottom. So for those of you who are not familiar with the world of BDSM and kink, although my guess is you probably are if you are listening to this podcast, but within DS, dominance and submission, or bondage, dominance, sadomasochism, there are generally two roles in which people find themselves in. One is the role of the dominant or the top, and the other is one within submission, bottom, a person who is being led through an experience. However, just like any avenue of sexuality, there could be many, many, an infinite number of ways in which you can explore these dynamics. So one in particular that I was really interested in talking about today is topping from the bottom, in which the person from the bottom submissive position takes on a leadership role. So what this can look like in practice, like I said in the intro, is let's say I am taking on a role in which I would be topping from the bottom. And as a person who thoroughly enjoys submission and exploring my submissive side, I might approach someone and say, I would love to be spanked, and I'd love to do this, and I'd love to do that, and I'd like to do this, and perhaps take on a more bratty or dominant dynamic, even though on paper I may be taking on the submissive role. A book, or two books, I should say, that talk about this in depth that I really love are called The New Book on Topping and The New Book on Bottoming by Dossie Easton and Janet Hardy. Classics. Kink classics. I am a huge fan of those books. They have really, really great chapters on spiritual BDSM and spiritual kink. I've been a massive fan of these books for a while. And they highlight this dynamic in particular really well. So if you're interested in hearing about it or reading about it a little bit more, I suggest you go check them out. The New Book on Topping and The New Book on Bottoming by Dossie Easton and Janet Hardy. I will include links in the show notes. And something within my own expression, with my own individual expression of BDSM that appeals to me within this realm of topping from the bottom is, like I said, I am a massive fan of exploring my own submissive side and my own submissive energy. However, I am a very small person. I am not very strong. So I have found that when it comes to reciprocating the physical force or physical strength that I often find myself enjoying when I'm in the submissive side, it gets kind of hard because I literally don't have the strength and the physical requirements to carry out some of these things. So within my dominant voice, I've been really enjoying finding this voice in which I can find a sense of dominance. And within dominance, or one way to find dominance, is to explore what turns you on. So I personally have been having a lot of fun in thinking about topping from the bottom because I'm a physically very small person, as well as, you know, I also think it's really hot just to say what turns you on and say what you like. And I also think that even though we have these words and these roles of dominance and submission, they may overlap. They may look a little bit different. Something that those two authors that I was talking about before highlight in particular is, especially when it comes to topping from the bottom, is who is really topping here? And at the end of the day, does it really matter if all parties are happy and enjoying themselves? So that's something to consider too, is that even though we have these different words and these different roles that we play, at the end of the day, they're all just various expressions of sexual expression in general. Something that had inspired this topic as well is I have been doing a lot of cosplay and cosplay porn and cosplay research lately. One of my favorite characters, Felicia Hardy from the Spider-Man or the Spider-Verse series, she has this giant collar around her neck, yet her costume is covered in latex. Everything about her, everything about this character feels very dominant. She tends to go after what she wants sexually and otherwise. And if it weren't for her collar, I think I might categorize her as one of the sexy dom femme fatales. However, there was something about a collar to me that really screams submission and submissiveness. So I thought it would be fun to start thinking about Felicia as someone who tops from the bottom. And in my previous expressions and explorations of kink, whenever I had heard topping from the bottom previously, it was always seen and perceived, at least in my narrow little circles, as a no-no, as something that you don't do, as something that's kind of looked down upon. And I think the difference between that and the new dynamics that I'm speaking about now in sort of organizing and planning a scene around topping from the bottom is essentially consent. So this sort of no-no land of topping from the bottom that I was referring to before, I think that comes from a place of not getting the consent of the top, to play in this way. So topping from the bottom in no-no land might look like if I am the top and I am doing this scene with someone and we've agreed upon what we're going to do and what we're going to play in and what we're going to explore, and we've agreed that I am taking this leadership role, I'm taking the top role of what's going to happen within the scene, and then the bottom starts speaking and moving about in ways that we didn't talk about before, that gives them a leadership or a kind of control in a style that we haven't spoken about before. So brattiness can be really, really fun if that is a dynamic that you've agreed to, that you've consented to, that you've consented to playing in. However, if someone just started being bratty all of a sudden to get me to do something that they wanted, that I would categorize as sort of in this no-no land of topping from the bottom without consent. So whereas before, whenever I heard topping from the bottom, it used to be this sort of no-no land, not something that you don't want to play in or explore or I would say surprise your top with. I am, however, really, really excited to explore topping from the bottom in a consensual way, because I think it'll be really fun and hot and sexy, and it'll be a way to play with the sexual expressions that I really enjoy, and also a way that helps me maneuver and play around with the physical limitations of my size and lack of physical strength. And I think that's probably a good place to end the show today. Thank you very, very much for listening to episode 28 of Topping from the Bottom of Sex Cult Radio. My name is Callie Rain. I hope you have a wonderful day. Be kind to sex workers. Be kind to everyone.